Petersburg has come out to witness the enduring magic of Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker for many, many, many years. And the youth dancers know the drill.
Popsay, popsay, popsay.
That's not how you do it. You went like popsay, popsay, A, and A.
Oh, balancing. It's a lot of balancing. You know what?
I was testing.
For the last couple years, the show has been somewhat pared down, at least compared to what it was before the pandemic. But just like the titular Nutcracker, the troupe is bringing it back to life. This year, the kids are especially excited about the return of one particular scene. 10-year-old dancer Anna Ziegler explains.
I like the party scene the most.
Okay, what do you like the party scene?
I don't know, I just like it the most.
Kelsey Lamb teaches the Petersburg High School dance team. She has a few ideas about why the scene is so popular.
The kids love the party scene. I think it's because of all the acting they get to do and interacting with other classes. It used to be very big, and then last time we did it, I would say it was probably non-existent. It was just like maybe a couple dances, and now it's back.
It's a feast for the eyes. The troupe goes all out with brightly painted sets and glamorous costumes. Iridescent candy dangles from the ceiling, and the kids are thrilled with their colorful outfits.
A darkish blue dress, and then a robe, a white robe-ish. That's our outfit, and then we'll have white tights.
But the kids worked hard to earn their places on stage. A lot of them have been doing this for years, like 7th grader Jocelyn Turland, who started dance classes when she was just 3 years old. She says all the practice paid off this year when she was cast in the lead role, Clara.
No, I didn't think I would be Clara. I was really excited, and like I told all my friends at the dance studio. It feels really nice because the Nutcracker has always been my favorite.
But newcomers to the troupe are also having a blast. MDT didn't have enough high school boys in their cast this year, so each girl on the high school dance team was sent out with a mission: recruit one boy to be their dance partner. Dance teacher Kelsey Lamb says this was one of her favorite parts of the production.
It's been really fun to see the boys get into it and totally blossom. It's kind of like you think they're not going to show up, and then it's fun to see them all like show up every practice and totally participate and seem excited. I hope they're excited.
16-year-old Caden Turland is one of those brave volunteers. He hasn't danced with MDT since he was a little boy. Competitive target shooting is his main thing now. But this year, he stepped up for his cousin, Hannah.
Basically, I was kind of just minding my own business one day, and my phone starts buzzing. I look at it, and Hannah, she's like, "Hey, would you like to help me in the dance?" And I was like, okay, so I come down to the studio. Next thing you know, I'm in this.
Though the cast members are as unique and plentiful as snowflakes in December, tickets are not. Lamb says they sell out every year. They're already booked up for Saturday's show.
I've already seen messages like, any extra for Sunday?
And as to what makes the show so special to the community, she says that's a tough nut to crack.
But I don't know why the Nutcracker. I don't know.
If you can't get a ticket in advance, don't lose hope. You might still be able to witness the enduring magic of the Nutcracker this holiday season. Sometimes, Lamb says, ticket holders don't show up. So her best advice is to hang out by the door 30 minutes before the show starts. You might get a last-minute seat, if you're lucky. From the front row of the Wright Auditorium in Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.